Gary Player has joined us on Sports Byline USA. I know in talking to Jack and also other, even Arnold Palmer, about the majors, they all talk to me about the different type of mindset it takes when you're playing a major as compared to just another stop on the tour. How did you prepare for the majors, and did you find it different as they talked about?
Well, first of all, I watched my diet even more strictly, and I made sure I had a lot of rest and that I had a lot of happiness in my heart. And the other thing was that I increased my exercises so that when I went into these majors, I was going to be fitter than anybody else. And when we started, there were in 1953, there were two players in the world that did a weight training on the PGA Tour, a man called Frank Stranahan and myself. And we were ridiculed and told that we were nuts, that you couldn't do weight training and play golf. Even Bear Bryant never even had a dumbbell in his gymnasium for the football players. Now imagine those players then trying to play against the guys of today. I mean, the guys of today run through a brick wall. And today on the tour, everybody, they got a traveling gymnasium, and most of them are using weights and training. And if you don't, you'll be left in the lurch.
The one thing about the British Open that makes it so special is it's the birthplace of golf, and also the fact that it's played on links courses. And I always found that fascinating. As I walked around the various courses over at the British Open, I was always amazed at how open it was and the dynamics of that tournament. What are the dynamics that makes the British Open so special in your mind, Gary?
Well, first of all, you've got to have unbelievable patience. And that saying that patience is a virtue, well, that's something that should be taught in schools even to a more of a degree. But the British Open, the first hole, you get on the first hole today, you hit a drive and a wedge, and tomorrow you hit a drive and a three-wood. And that's the thing, that yardage doesn't mean all that much. If you go to Augusta and you've got 150 yards, you know basically it's a 7-iron. But at Augusta, when you play the British Open, yardage doesn't mean anything. You've got to go by feel, by instinct. And we have a great saying in business, trust instinct to the end, though it render no reason. And, you know, when we played as young people, and Ben Hogan, who I still think is the best player I ever saw, we never played with yardage. We played with our eyes, and we judged just as well as with the yardage.
As you know, the weather is a factor over there as well. In the morning, it can be one thing. In the afternoon, it can be another. And usually, you're always dealing with wind. Is the British Open weather-wise different from any other tournament you ever played?
No question. And I think the British Open is the most difficult of all the Open, all the majors to win, because the weather is such a factor. And you play in the morning, and you play in pouring rain. And the afternoon, the guys tee off, and the rain's quit, and the sun's out, and you really, you know, it's very easy to tee off the next day feeling sorry for yourself, but that's when you've got to have true grit and get in there and realize that the game is won through courage.
I'd be amiss if I didn't talk to you a little bit about Tiger Woods, because I have a quote here in which you predicted Woods would return to being number one. You say he's still the most talented player in the world, but there are a number of excellent players who are going to do their best to keep him out of the number one spot. Tell me a little bit about how, first of all, you've seen his career, and then second of all, where do you think that career is right now, Gary?
He's had a phenomenal career and was on the way to being the greatest player that ever lived. I don't know whether he'll be able to achieve that now. That's something only that the Lord knows about. Nobody really knows. He is such a talented man. I'm pulling for him to do well because he's so important for golf. He brings more people out to the tournament. He gives the TV ratings a higher rating by a long way. And so I really hope he comes out and plays well. The big thing that concerns me is that people are very judgmental on people, forgetting that they've all sinned themselves. So I think that's been the hardest thing for him to deal with. But be that as it may, the way I look at it, I think he'll come back and be number one. The only thing that I have any doubt about, and that's his knee, his left leg. He's had many, many operations on that leg. And when you have operations on your left leg, particularly, mainly your left leg, because when you play golf, you thrust all your weight onto the left leg as you start your downswing. And that's the big thing. Will his knee and will his left leg last for the rest of his career. I sincerely hope so. I pray that it does because, as I say, I pull for him to do well.
I'm going to use analogy here with tennis because, you know, they always talk about maturity and how it can be beneficial to the development of an athlete's play. But I remember John McEnroe saying something to me, Gary, at one time. He said to me that when he was young, that the only thing he thought about on the tennis court was playing the game of tennis. There was nothing else in his mind. He said, but once I got a little bit older and got married, and especially when I had children, I found my mind wandering a little bit, thinking about, well, I wonder whether the kids are going to be able to make the next stop or somebody might be sick in the family and that sort of thing. And he said, Ron, it really distracted me. Tell me a little bit from a golf sense, and especially maybe with Tiger as well and yourself. Did that happen as you get older? And is that a problem that athletes have to adapt to as they get mature?
It's horses for courses. Everybody's different. I wanted to have my children, six children. I wanted to travel with my children. I wanted to have them with me. And we traveled from South Africa, and it took us 40 hours to get to America, 40 hours to get to Australia, four stops, and no jets. So I just love to have my family with me. Now, that all depends. That helped me to play well. It didn't help me to get distracted. The love from my children and my wife help me to play better. So everybody is different. Now, obviously, as you get older and you get into your 50s, that's another story. When you get involved in business and other things like that, one has got to have a clear mind to play well. And everybody's mind is different. But you've got to have a happy mind. You've got to have a mind of satisfaction. And that is and McEnroe's right, except everybody's different.
Is it just me, or is there a plethora of good young talent out playing professional golf these days when you think about a Rory McIlroy and a Bubba Watson and those? It just seems like there's an awful lot of good talent out there today, Gary.
Well, you just take this Rory McIlroy. He's there every week. He's the best player in the world today without a question of a doubt, and he's number one, so that proves it. Then you have Charles Schwartzel from South Africa. You have, you know, this young man, Day, from Australia. You have so many, and you have Ricky Fowler. You could go down the list. There's so many of them. And I think that's so good for golf, and it's so good to see the international players playing so well, because that was Arnold Jackson. My ambition is to see people from all over the world, China, India, South Africa. If you look at South Africa, we've won a small country like South Africa more major championships than any country in the world post-war other than the United States. We've won 23 majors. That's on the regular tour only.
We only have a couple minutes left, but, you know, when I take a look at what you accomplished, Jack Nicklaus accomplished, Arnold Palmer, Ben Hogan, all of those players from a different era, I'm more impressed with it than what I see from today's young players, and I'll tell you the reason why. The equipment that you used was so dynamically different than what we find on the tour today. Is it fair for me to be more impressed with what you guys accomplished because of the fact you didn't have this super equipment that they have today?
I'll answer that very simply. If you go back, let's go back 80 years, not to Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus in my time. Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, and Byron Nelson. If you get them playing today and gave them the equipment and the conditioned golf courses and the prize money and the means of transport, I still believe they would be the three best in the world today.
We only have 90 seconds left, but what was your greatest round of golf, Gary?
Well, that's always hard to say, but when I was playing in the Brazilian Open, and I shot 59 with a bogey. Well, that was really breaking the four-minute barrier in the Olympics.
I mentioned about the equipment being different. How have the courses changed?
Well, it's just no comparison. If you look at the Golf Channel and you see how slow those greens are, we never had mowers. We raked the bunkers with our feet. We had a ball that went 50 yards or 60 yards shorter than today. We never had metal heads. We never had all these grooves on the club. Most of these young guys have got jets. They wouldn't. The winner this last week won $1.4 million. That's almost what we made in our entire career in one week. I mean, if you take my three Masters tournaments, 20, 20, and 40, that's 80,000. I played in the tournament in a Legends tournament for over 70s and won almost that amount of money in that winning that tournament for 36 holes.
Just briefly, how did you keep the game fun for you?
Through appreciation, realizing how lucky I am to be playing golf. When you see what's going on in the world, and I always have had troubles in the world, just how blessed you are to have the opportunity. And that's why I worked so hard, and that's why I still continue to work hard and trying to contribute to the world in some way or other because of my gratitude.
Gary, I want to thank you very much. It's been too long since we've talked, but I always enjoy our conversations. You are not only a champion on the course, but off the course as well. Thank you, sir, for your time. Take care, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Gary Player with us again, the only non-American to have won all four majors and is widely regarded as one of the greatest players in the history of golf, 165 tournament victories on six continents over six different decades, and he also won nine major championships. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.